And they didn't want it fenced up. They didn't want to give up, you know. They had taken it away from them. Well, this was a new state. This is one of the newest states, not the last one at all. But it used to be just Oklahoma Indian Territory.
IT.
So until the government come in here and say surveyed out these section lines, and then the people had to go to building these roads on these section lines because you had to travel. Because after you got the, if you come in here and showed a man where his property line was, well then he moved fence up. They start building. And it wasn't long until instead of fencing the cattle out, they fenced them in your pasture. And today, you're supposed to keep them in your pasture. If they get out trespassing, it costs you $1 a head if they put them up on you. But back in the other days, they didn't.
$1 a head.
$1 a head, that's herd law.
$1 a head.
And if you let them stay there too long, they put a feed bill on you. A water bill.
This is in another man's pasture?
Yes, your pasture. Your cattle get to bothering me, and you don't want to keep them up or to keep them off of me, I put them in the lot. Notify you and then notify the authorities. And when you come after them, if I've got 10 of your cows, you pay me $1. And they don't have nothing like that now because they got iron fences and barbed wire fences and shoot, they don't aim for them to get out now. They do it purely accident.
What kind of fences did you have in the early days?
Well, my first ones, recollection of rail fences, it was rail fences 8 and 10 feet long. And they'd take them and cross them this way.
Mm-hmm.
Then there'd be one go here. Then there'd be one come here.
Just sort of zigzag along?
Yeah, just make corners out of them 8-foot rails.
Mm-hmm.
And now listen. After you got that worm laid, well, they'd come back. And right at this cross here, they'd set a post on the inside leaning and one on the outside leaning.
Mm-hmm.
Called stake and rider. It's a rail fence out and out. And I'm going to tell you, they'd last and last and last. Now, that's the first fence that I remember seeing in Oklahoma, IT.
Mm-hmm. And did they put a pole across the stakes?
A what?
Did they put a rider across the stakes?
They could, yeah. When they crossed them that way, they could lay another one up there if they wanted to.
Keep the horses in?
Yeah, keep getting a little higher.
Uh-huh.
Right. That's back in when I was pretty small then. I remember them though. This little man out here, I bet you remember him too.
Were there ornamental fences in towns made out of boards like this?
Mighty few. It was a long, long time, you see. They had 1 to 2 pound men, what's called pound men, riding this town out and out, catching these stock and putting them in the pound. That cost you $1 a head.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was to keep the stock out of people's yards.
Mm-hmm.
But today, they've got these cyclone fences. Picket fences, you'd be surprised. Mm-hmm. Fences have been done in this town the last 10 years, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Since the war.
The picket fence, is that a new thing?
No, that's one of the oldest yard fences we had.
Is that what you called it when you were a boy?
Picket fence, yes.
With a barbed wire fence, what do you hook the wire to?
You have a wire staple about that long.
Huh?
You stretch the wire and your post is already set. You stretch the wire.
There's a man here I think wants to see you.
I told you, I thought we called it an ash bat. She said an ash hopper.